brought to you by Penguin.
A Kind of Anger by Eric Ambler. Read by Rory Alexander. Chapter 1. 1. The weekly American news magazine, World Reporter, goes to press at 11 o'clock on Friday night. As a rule, there is not much work left to be done that evening, except by the proofreaders and checkers. But the atmosphere in the New York editorial offices is still tense. It is understandable. A daily newspaper is committed for only a few hours, and can always retrieve or cover its mistakes fairly promptly. But when a magazine as forthright and prophetic in its judgments as World Reporter is confounded by events, it looks foolish for several days. There was, for instance, the unhappy week when a Southeast Asian general, hailed by the magazine on Friday as Asia's new strongman, had, by Monday, when the magazine reached the newsstands, tamely surrendered to a mob of unarmed students and been hanged. Fortunately, such mishaps are rare. The editors are able men and as wary as they are well informed. Every possible precaution is taken. The major wire service machines are watched continuously. All around the world, in a dozen different time zones, those who staff the magazine's foreign bureau are at their posts, monitoring regional news services and radio broadcasts. Private lines and teleprinter circuits connect the main editorial offices with the printing plants in Philadelphia and Chicago. Electronic typesetting equipment has been installed. Stories can be re-slanted, punches pulled, or converted into pats on the back, bets hedged, and faces saved right up until the last moment. If there is tension, there is also calm and quiet confidence. At least, there is in New York. In the Foreign Bureau, the weekly vigil before the Friday night deadline is accompanied by a gnawing anxiety that has nothing whatever to do with the work in hand. It has to do with the editor-in-chief, Mr. Cust. By 9 o'clock in New York on a normal Friday evening, most of the senior editors feel sure enough of themselves and their work on the new issue to go down to the restaurant on the ground floor of the World Reporter building and eat dinner. With Mr. Cust, however, it is different. Unless some extraordinary emergency arises, he has nothing more to do or decide until the Monday afternoon editorial conference about the next issue. As the principal shareholder in the magazine, as well as its editor-in-chief, he has nobody to whom he must report. He could, conveniently for all concerned, go up to his penthouse at the top of the building and join his wife and her guests for dinner and bridge. He knows this, knows that it is a desirable state of affairs and that he himself has brought it about. But he also resents it. Accordingly, instead of going up to the penthouse, he remains in his office and sends for smoked salmon sandwiches and a bottle of Blanc de Blanc. Then, with the aid of a private file and the undivided attention of an overseas switchboard operator, he proceeds to nourish his self-esteem by bedeviling the Foreign Bureau. It is the only time he ever calls a bureau direct, and he selects his victims for the evening with care. They will be those, no more than two or three as a rule, for whom he has been able to devise what he calls planning suggestions. He devotes much time and thought to their preparation. For his purposes, a sound planning suggestion has to possess three qualities. There must be no chance of its having been anticipated by the bureau chief. It must always seem to be based upon exclusive inside knowledge, cleverly obtained by Mr. Cust. And, finally, it must so surprise, bewilder, and exasperate the bureau chief concerned that he is stung into making protests which Mr. Cust can have the satisfaction of quashing. In other words, the suggestion must be eccentric, illogical, and perverse. It is said that he is suffering from a type of cerebral circulatory disturbance characteristic of senility, and that recently the deterioration has become more marked. That may well be true. No editor in his right mind could have issued a directive as stupid and as malicious as Mr. Cust's planning suggestion on the Arbil story. 2. It was received.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?